Hey, it's Ben. We are releasing a 12-episode bonus series called Dwell Hello, where we're going to recap House Hunters and House Hunters International. You're about to hear the first episode. If you want to hear the rest of them, the only place to do that is Stitcher Premium. Just go to stitcherpremium.com and sign up with the promo code CRAPPINS to get a free month of Stitcher Premium, full access to Dwell Hello, and also our main show completely ad-free. Hope you enjoy. Well, hello, and welcome to Dwell Hello. This is a brand new limited series from me, Ben, and Ronnie Karam. Both of us are from Watch What Crappens, and this is an exclusive show for Stitcher Premium. And in this show, we are going to be doing something that we've always loved doing, which is talking about House Hunters. House Hunters, House Hunters International, the whole thing. We are getting into it.
Yeah, hell yeah. We love us some House Hunters, so we're just going to go through some classic episodes of House Hunters. If you guys want some episodes covered, please just tweet the season number, because there's like 9,000 seasons of this, apparently, okay? This one, for those of you... Anyway, just tweet the season number and episode number to us, at WhatCrappens, or talk to us on Instagram or Facebook, wherever. Wherever you prefer to do that, do it.
Yeah.
And we'll look it over. This one, Ben, is...
Season 151.
Yeah. Episode 28. It's called High Flying in Wichita.
And it's a doozy. It's a doozy. This is one of the most absurd episodes of House Hunters I've ever seen in my life. By far.
And guess who can bring the absurdity better than anybody? It's the gays.
It's the gays. And not just any
gays.
So
we wanted to start with a nice gay episode to get this going.
A nice gay episode, and not just any gay episode, circus gays. So
as two gays ourselves,
we like game recognize game. And we just had to dive into this one.
Yes, and they're not only circus gays, they're going to top it. Well, sorry, no pun intended. They're gonna top themselves by doing circus in the backyard gays. Okay, so these are gays who just moved to Wichita, Kansas, and just do circus in their backyard. And I love that shit. I think that's amazing. Yeah.
So the episode opens up. It's like we know we're in for a special episode just on the the little teaser that they do at the top of the show. This one is one where we hear the narrator, because the later episodes of House Hunters, they phased out the narrator. So this is still in the narrator phase. And so it opens up and we see, in the beginning I just called them brown hair and blonde because I didn't know their names yet. So you see the brown haired guy, which is Alex. He goes, it's definitely not the aesthetic that I want. And then Chris, the blonde, goes, does nothing give you joy?
Does nothing bring you joy? Alex and Chris both want a home in Wichita, but neither wants to compromise. They're moving to Wichita. I mean, there is no bigger compromise than that. When your boyfriend gets a goddamn job in Wichita and you move there, that's like the ultimate in compromising. You two will figure this out.
Yeah, exactly. So Alex is the one. We find out who's moving to Wichita. So I think the blonde guy gets a few things. Okay, he's allowed to have a few things. And we see just like clips of them like looking at things. And one of them goes, it's a really good place for dogs. And the other one goes, gross.
Gross. And then they show one twirling around on a ring. And the narrator's like, and then there's this.
The narrator is so judgy. She's just like, yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years and we've reached a new low. And then there's this. They're in a hoop.
So obviously these queens need a backyard. Plus, Chris likes to eat breakfast in the bathtub.
Yeah. And you just see him sitting there eating eggs with like slices of cucumber next to it in the bathtub. And he's just also like staring vaguely into space. Like he's just like naked, eating what looks to be a very flavorless breakfast and just staring at the tile like, why am I in Wichita right now?
And then it cuts to the other guy going, and the vents don't match the trim. That's a problem. And then it's like, yeah. Ding dong.
So then it just, oh, so now the show opens properly, and it's just Chris spinning in a hoop. I mean, like, has there ever been a more amazing way to start the episode than just, like, one of the house hunters just twirling above ground?
Highlights in very, very fast motion, okay? It's very yeah. highlighted speed. And, yeah. Alex is just like, that spin looks really good, honey. Hi, I'm Alex, and I'm a software designer. This is Chris. He's my fiance. And Chris is like, hi, I'm Chris. I have highlights. And on the side, I teach aerial acrobatics. What do you think of that, suckers?
And I perform as an aerialist. I'm known for my high-speed spinning.
He's known as He's the like Texas literally a blur. Tornado.
He is like a dreidel on the screen. He's like, He's like, I'm known for it. Yeah, and then Alex is like, his name is the Texas Tornado. I'm like, really? Like, we just like, he is going so fast.
And then the spinning stops, and they're like, whoa, whoa. So then where do we go after here? Alex gives us their background. He's like, I met Christopher at the circus studio. You know, we're both unconventional people, and that's fantastic. We've been together for 3 years, and we got engaged 6 months ago, and we just haven't stopped spinning since.
Do you know what an honor it is to be engaged to the Texas Tornado? Everywhere I go, people say, hey, you look familiar. And I'd say, yeah, you might have seen me in the photos in Tornado magazine with next to my fiance, the Texas Tornado.
They met in Texas, but a job brought Alex back to Wichita, where he likes to stand over the couch with his backpack, watching Christopher type on his laptop awkwardly.
Yeah. And Alex is like, yeah, he's not happy. The weather is very cold here. And Chris goes, it's so cold.
He's like, but it's a small town, but there's so much to do. You can even kayak. I've had a wonderful time here, so we're moving. And then Chris is in the kitchen making a green juice. And Alex goes, are you going to make me one? And he's like, no. Good!
Nope. I also like that when he says, yeah, Wichita, you know, it just has so much to do, breweries and restaurants, and they just show this B-roll of Wichita, which I cannot believe was ever sanctioned by the Wichita, like, Chamber of Commerce. It's just, like, dead trees and brown grass and, like, a vacant, like, post-apocalyptic wonderland with, like, one strange, like, modern, like, their symphony halls in the background. It's just, like, this brown grass with, like, a brown river and, like, no one around for miles. Like, yeah, there's so much to do.
There's, like, one duck always in the river there.
The Wichita duck. Yeah. Just, like, waiting to be fed. It's like, someday I know people will be here and they'll throw me crumbs of bread.
Well, rather than find a rental, they've decided to buy a place. The only issue? We're not on the same budget, the same place budget-wise. And Chris is like, yeah, he likes to live beyond his means. Personally, just give me a ring and I'm happy.
Literally, just so I can spin in it. I'll be very happy.
It's a bed, it's a chair.
He's the Texas Tornado, and I'm more of the Kansas Sidewinder, I guess. A little slower.
And Alex is like, well, I think our budget should be $27 million. And Chris is like, I was thinking like $175,000, you know.
Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, I live here in Los Angeles, and like the going rate for a shack that's been peed on by a skunk is about $4 million. So to even think about like $175,000 for a house, it's like it's unheard of here. It's unheard of.
And Chris is like, well, you know, 175K, because I want us to be able to travel. My motto is, let's have fun anywhere besides Wichita, which my fiancé is forcing me to move to. So,
and he's like, well, yeah, Alex goes, he wants to spend less on our house and more on future cruises, getting us hoo-ha in the bing-bing, Texas Tornado style.
Guess what I want? Both!
So then they're in the kitchen, and Chris is there, and he goes, get me a spatula? And Alex goes, sure, they're right in front of you.
Well, sarcasm aside, I'm into ranch homes. Well, I'm really into modern homes. And then they show this modern home in Wichita, and I was like, oh, no, no. Ooh, no, no, modern... no, 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 no. That's a Payless shoebox.
Alex has all these specific demands. It's kind of funny because you think that Chris is going to be the one who's going to be just totally crazy, but it turns
Right,
out that
because
when you
he's
are
got the blonde, he's got like the bleach blonde highlighted blonde hair, so
yeah,
you expect
and
him
he's
to
the
be
Texas
difficult.
tornado,
Yeah,
yeah,
he's a
and he's
Texas
like the
tornado and he
star,
does
he's a
highlights.
celebrity. Yeah, he's a local celebrity in Texas. He's the Tornades. And but the thing is this, it turns out that I think that when you are spinning in that ring, you are literally unwinding, and Alex is not unwound, so he is more tightly wound up, and he has all the persnickety things. He's like, first, I'd love to find a house that has a square roof, okay? I want a square roof. Has to be a square roof.
I love square roofs. Okay. Like later they walk into a room and he's like, "Oh my God, I like this room. It's square." And Chris is like, rooms are all square."
Yeah. I'm not si listen, this is just some advice coming from the Texas tornado. I'm not saying you're boring, but you do love squares.
And Chris is like, well, our intention is to entertain a lot, so I need hardwood floors because I have an old dog and he can't tell the difference between grass and carpet, so no carpet. And Alex is like, but I love carpet. I want Berber carpet. My family had a whole house wall to wall of Berber. I would love to find a house with Berber carpet. I want
Square roof, Berber carpet, okay? And I want the Berber carpet to be in the shape of square roofs, okay? Little squares that we can say are little Berber roofs.
You can call me Belerber, okay? Because I'm a Belerber.
Also, I feel bad that Chris's dog is old and can't tell the difference between grass and carpet, but also, like, if that dog is so old that it can't tell the difference, I feel like the
Do
dog
not
might
say
not
put
be
that dog.
around.
Do not
I'm not
say put
saying,
that dog down.
no, I'm not saying put the dog down.
Do
Because I'm sure the
not say
dog is,
it.
I'm sure the dog, first of all, we all know the dog has an adorable cape and is like the sidekick to the Texas tornado, okay? You know that dog
That's
walks
why I
on
can't
tight
tell the
ropes and
difference
juggles.
anymore. It's been twirled to death.
It's been twirled. But also, like, that dog's probably not going to be around that much longer, so don't make long-term decisions on the house based on the dog. That dog, you
But
know?
also,
Just
don't
trying to say
get
this
Berber.
delicately.
Don't get Berber just because your mom likes it. You know, like that's
I
the
don't even
gayest
know
thing
what
to
Berber
do
carpet
ever.
is.
Berber
I'm going to look
carpet
up.
is like that mat. It looks almost like it's matted down. It's like a flatter carpet. It's really tightly wound. It's
Yes,
not.
yes, yes. Oh, yeah, that's a classic. I do feel like that's very childhood.
It is. That's what I had as a kid. My mom put that in our house, and she also painted all of our. She was super fancy, so she's like, "We're doing wall treatments in this house, so every wall has been textured with a broom." And so what they did was they put like the plaster on the wall, and then they painted down with a broom, so it was like this
Yeah.
almost denim-y kind of look. And then
Yeah.
all the walls were painted salmon. Okay. Like, do you think I'm going to
Oh,
go
that
into a
explains a
house
lot
and be
about
like, I
you.
want a broom textured salmon colored wall because my mom liked it? No, branch out. Do your own thing. You're with the tornado.
My house growing up, we actually, it was all hardwood floors. And so I grew up actually really, really wanting wall-to-wall carpeting. Like, it was such a joy for me to get my first apartment here in LA, and it was like, ooh, there's carpeting everywhere. Like, I loved that, you know? And I'm
Well,
only
hey.
now moving back into hardwood floors.
On the bright side, you could just pee on the floor wherever you wanted and it wouldn't be a problem. You see?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So then we go back. We go back to Chris because we're still learning about them. And he goes, "One of my routines is taking a bath and eating my breakfast in it every morning before I leave the house." And then we see him with his like eggs and cucumber again, like having an existential crisis, wondering if this am I really prepared to move to Wichita right now? Is this really happening for me? Will the Texas tornado be appreciated in a land of real tornadoes?
Will I ever get to digest my breakfast in a bathtub again?
Is there another thing aside from cucumbers I could be having with my eggs? I've heard tales of bacon.
He's like, and you know the funny thing? Alex's worst nightmare? Bathtubs. And Alex is like, I hate bathtubs. Hate them. I think they're cesspools of germs. I like nice tiled showers. And also the trim, the doors, and the outlets. Everything needs to match.
Yeah, everything needs to match. And also, we need a large yard for our circus equipment, which is like my favorite demand. Also, circus equipment. Okay. The vents have to match the trim and circus equipment. We need that all. And Berber carpeting. Okay. And also, we want a finished basement. But the question is the finished basement going to be for Alex's media room or Chris's home office? Like, if he does not give Chris the home office, Chris is literally moving to Wichita. Like, you're not going to give him an office? Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, for your media room. You put your fucking TV anywhere. And I like how the narrator says it. She's like, even if they get a finished basement, they'll still have to duke it out.
But wait, there's more. Then she goes, and finally, since Chris is a creature of habit and likes to eat Mexican food every single day, he's insisting that they live in town right near restaurants.
The man needs a burrito. When he's not in tubs or twirling in backyards, Chris needs a burrito in his hand with a tiny dip of salsa to dip it into. And then we see Chris sitting in front of a Mexican food restaurant on the stairs in a leopard, in like a leopard zip hoodie and a fur trim eating his burrito. Hallor.
I don't want to have to drive 15 to 20 minutes every day to get a taco that I'm going to want. He's like, I just like that he starts off his day with like a really dull palate. You know, like, we're going to start with just some eggs and cucumber. Okay, nothing too crazy. Some would say maybe no flavor at all. And then we're going to go, burrito!
Burrito time! Oh, gosh. So Alex tells us the house hunt has been really challenging. And Chris is like, and I tend to bring strong opinions, which has brought some challenges to this process. He's like, I just want to live in a castle. I just want to live in a burrito. Okay, let's see what we can do.
So now we're off to house number one, which is a ranch house. And so they walk up and Chris is like, oh, I love this ranch.
I hate ranches.
And now we get to meet our realtor. It's Stephanie McCurdy. And she's like, all right, Steph, this is my moment. I'm going to make my hair as big as possible and put on my brightest pink dress. You can do this, Steph.
Just because I have curds in my name doesn't mean I can't be fancy. Hi, I'm Stephanie McCurdy. I'm going to wear this dress five times.
I feel like Steph has maybe not had a lot of interactions with gay men, or like, I'm not even sure where her politics are at, but she's definitely like a little freaked out and she's trying to be cool. She's like, you know, with Alex and Christopher, there is never a dull moment. It's like, I feel like, are you speaking to me in code right now? Are you trying to say, look at these two gay guys?
Well, I would think that, except they're literally doing cartwheels behind her.
That's true. I mean, they are. Like, that's true. She was like, I was expecting more of like a Jack, a Will and Jack, and this is like Jack, I don't know, Jack. Jack and Jack times five.
This is Jack and Jackie or Jack.
It's the Texas tornado.
Yeah. So she's like, well, Alex and Christopher really want to be close to bars. Shocker. They also need a burrito, which is strangely phallic. So this is going to be difficult. Let's see what we can do. It's really hard to find a place close to bars and burritos. Not my work cut out for me.
So no burritos nearby, but there is a duck who looks very hungry, and he's adorable. So I think that might be great for you guys. We're going to come in here. So this place is $200,000, 2,400 square feet, built in 1978, same age as me. And the kitchen is like really, really, really narrow. It's like this long, narrow kitchen with like really bad countertops. Yeah, yeah, galley.
And the countertops are like so gross. And Chris is like, love the countertops. So beautiful. And Alex is like, well, they're not modern, but they're not old looking either. So, I'm not really sure. And he's like, oh, my God. And look, there's a desk built into the kitchen.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And Alex goes, Christopher thinks he wants a private, secluded office, but I think he'd be very happy right here in the kitchen. I'm like, that's the worst place to have your office. How are you going to take a call while you're making your smoothie and not sharing it?
And Alex is like, oh, no, because the smoothie maker is Chris, the blonde one.
That's right. Sorry. Apologies.
Just in case anyone's confused at home, like, wait a second. On this season 151, episode 28. I'm sure you're following right along, guys. So Alex is like, well, I will say the top on the desk doesn't match the kitchen counters or these countertops. So, you know what? There's three different counters that don't match. I like things that match.
I feel like whoever owned this house was like, we could match all these counters, but I feel like when we sell this house, there's going to be some really anal retentive guy who will just lose his shit if we just do three different counters, and that'll be really fun. So let's do that.
So they look through it, and they're like, oh my god, love how open it is. Which, yeah, it's not open really at all, so that's kind of a weird thing to say.
Yeah, there's like a weird, the kitchen sort of like comes out into the living room, and there's like a weird sort of bar, but then the living room is like a drop, it like drops down a little bit. So it's like this weird kind of like hangnail of a kitchen that comes into the living room area. It's a little odd.
Yeah, and they say, I like a lot of light, love light. I'm like, guess where else is light? Outside, okay? So then let's go outside. The backyard is huge, tornado. Huge.
Huge. And then they go down to the basement. And, oh, my God, this would make a really good media room.
Like, it would make a better office.
And let's test that out. Let's see how good of an office it would be. I could do a handstand. And so he just starts, Chris just starts doing a handstand. And Stephanie's like, oh my god, oh my god, I don't know what to do with myself right now.
She's like, well, Alex and Christopher are full of personality. So.
Yep. You have no idea if they're going to do a somersault or sit on their head. They're crazy.
So then they go to the bathroom, and Alex is like, well, the cabinets do match the kitchen. I love matching things. Oh my god, a breakfast tub.
So then they go to the master, which they walk through this really narrow hallway. I feel like that was not addressed, but they were like, I feel like they were in like a catacomb or something. And they get into the master, and Alex, they hate the carpet in the master. He's like, this is 50 Shades of Baby Poop Brown. Oh my god.
But I do love carpet. If only it were more hard and clumped together like Berber. I love Berber.
I wish it were a carpet that felt like hardwood floor, but was more scratchy.
I wish it was like carpet that was like a hot tween singer, but carpet.
I wish it was a carpet that was like, hey, I'm a carpet, but I might also be a rental car office.
I wish it was a carpet that was trying to say, be right back in shorthand. Burp.
I wish it were a carpet where if I kneeled on it for about 25 seconds, I would have red lines on my knees the rest of the day.
I wish I had a carpet that if it was at a gay circuit party, it could be two friends who are a burr and a burr.
Burr.
So Chris is like, oh my god, this room feels small for a master, and it's a small and cramped bathroom, and the bathroom's not in the master. The bathtub's not in the master. How am I supposed to eat breakfast in a bathtub if it's in the guest room?
Do you know how hard it is to walk from the kitchen to a bathroom that's not in the master with a breakfast tray?
It's hard. And Alex is like, but the shower is huge, and I like showers. And Chris is like, well, at least it's an ensuite. Which becomes their new thing that they're obsessed with.
Yeah, now ensuites are the issue. So now we go to commercial, and we come back, we just see the two of them dangling from a hoop. Just like, it's like when you go out to a bird, like when you walk out and you look at your bird feeder, and there's like two birds, you're like, oh my god, there's two birds eating the bird on the bird feeder. It's like, oh, look.
Every time they come back from commercial, it's just, tornado.
So now they walk up to the second house, which is a white ranch. That's what they call it, white ranch. And they walk up, and this is again where Alex goes, definitely not the aesthetic that I enjoy. And Chris is like, does nothing bring you joy?
Yeah. And also he's like, so far they found a ranch house, but guess what, guys? This is a very rare thing to happen on House Hunters. It was far from town. So now they're seeing a place closer in.
Wow. Yeah, they want to be closer to the wasteland.
Yeah, they want to be downtown. And so she shows them a place downtown, and Alex is like, well, that street's really busy.
It's like two cars.
Downtown.
It was two cars, and it was, listen, this is not the Champs-Élysées. Relax, okay?
So, she's like, well, you crazy somersaulters or sit on your headers. Today, this house is $175,000. And Chris is like the prize.
So they walk in, and the door is like kind of like rustic and antique-y and has this glass. And Alex's like, I love this door. I love the glass.
I hate the glass.
The glass is awful.
Alex hates everything.
No, that was Chris who hated the glass. Oh. Alex likes the door. And he goes, but it matches the outside of the house. And Chris goes, okay.
So then they go to the dining room, and he's like, God, I wish this kitchen was more open to the living space. And then Alex is like, oh my God, the vents, they don't match the trim. Why aren't they white?
I can't believe that they do not have matching vents in different rooms. That's it. This is the perfect house, but the vents are not right. We cannot do this.
And the cabinets are really weird, and they are really weird. And this is when I thought, you know what, they're going to get this house. This is when I made my bet that they're going to pick this house. Because, you know, as a gay myself, I feel like we know a lot of the same crafting tips. And I feel like these cabinets are very gay, like poor gay cabinets that I would have done at one point. Or I might do now, you know, where they're regular brown counters, but then they tape off the bevels and then they just paint over and then pull off the tape. And it's like, ooh, you can still see the wood on the bevel.
Yeah. And then Chris opens up one of the cabinets. He just opens it up and he looks and he goes, oh, and closes it. Which is what I would do, just for fun. And I hate it, mother.
Alex is like, oh my God, I like sinks like this. I hate sinks that are over at the top of the counter. And he's like, oh my God, would you even do anything in the kitchen?
Is this sink a top or a bottom? Because I just hate an undermount sink. Yeah. So, he's like, how many times do you things at the sink? And Alex goes, at least once a month.
Yeah.
So then they go into the bathroom, and Chris is pretty funny. He sits down on the toilet and he's like, oh my God, this is so small. The toilet paper roll is in my armpit. It's like, has no one ever pooped here ever? And it is. It's right there. I one of my pet peeves is a poorly placed toilet roll thing. Like, I hate when it's like time to use the toilet roll and it is like behind you and you have to do the weird thing. You have to reach behind you, or if it's like far away, like that matters.
Yeah, and this is also an episode that's really heavy on toilet paper roll placement. Like, yes. It's weird. Like, that's the thing in this episode.
That's
so
an ongoing issue.
They go into the master, and Alex is like, oh my God, it's carpet. It's not Berber, but it's carpet.
I mean, I guess I could get used to this soft feel on my feet, but I prefer something that's going to be more irritating.
God, I wish this was less comforting to my feet.
Yeah. I wish I could get exfoliated, but in a way that's like, maybe leave some infections.
Mm. Well, this would be a really nice home office or a media room.
Yeah, this is like
it's
the ongoing.
Square. This could be a media room because it's square. He's like, all rooms are square, Alex.
So they go to the backyard, and it's like a big backyard. So they like that. And then there's like this solarium. And what's weird about the solarium, first and foremost, is that it has a giant window into the living room, but the solarium feels like its own room. It doesn't feel like a porch. It just feels like
It's one of those like add-on rooms.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny because in the living room, there's like a window to another room. It's like very much like old seasons of Big Brother, right? The old Big Brother house had like a big window that looked from one bedroom to another. So they're in there and there's like wood paneling, and Alex, of course, hates it. And he's like, the carpet is disgusting, and the panel with the drop ceiling mixed with a really nasty fan makes for a really good combination of gross.
Oh my God, but look, there's an intercom. Alex, please bring me a Tyron.
Yeah, because now they're in the bedroom, and then Alex is like, this is a white vent, and it's the third color vent I've seen in this house. It's like tracking vent colors.
Question. Lady in the weird dress. Stephanie? Whatever. I don't care. Where is the ensuite?
Well, there is no ensuite, but
there
is a hall
bathroom.
You're dead,
I'm telling you, Stephanie. You're fucking dead, all right? You better watch your back, bitch.
There's Berber carpet in the ensuite. There's Berber carpet in the bathroom. Okay, fine. I'll look at it. Oh, you fooled me, you bitch. Okay, I appreciate it. It's a good move.
So Chris is like, well, this is definitely what I wanted. I mean,
but it has a busy street.
Yeah, but it's on a busy street. But that bathtub, I can definitely soak and eat in that because it's a bathtub.
Yeah. So they're talking about the house and talking about the downsides. Like, well, there is no ensuite and the kitchen is very closed off. And then Alex goes, and there are four or five different vents we saw in different colors. Like the vents, like the easiest thing to fix, to go down to Home Depot and like screw one thing in with another. He's like, there were too many different vents in different colors.
So Alex is like, listen, Cat with the Weird Dress and Nine Lives. I would like to see something more sleek and modern this time. And she's like, sure, Summer Salter. So yeah. She's the real estate lady is like, okay, guys, now modern is hard to come by. But this house has a star on it.
Yeah, I like that. They're like, well, I know you wanted modern, so here is a house built in 1951 with a giant star. Yeah. So it has this two giant stars. There's one big red giant star, and then there's a smaller red star that looks crazy. And then they walk up to it, and they go, well, it has awesome curb appeal. I'm like, what? It looks ridiculous.
I like that they walk up, and Chris goes, well, it's not a ranch. And Alex says, and it's not modern, but I love the stars.
I feel like it's the first house I ever saw that looked like a waiter. You know, like I felt like that house was going to take my order for something.
And Chris is like, well, you know what? There's lots of great restaurants. I smell burritos. And then they go in and start looking around. And they like the fireplace, and they like the antique fixtures, even though they're looking for a modern. Yeah. And he's like, oh, my God.
The fireplace is awful.
It's terrible. And Alex is like, the fireplace, it's intriguing to look at.
Yeah, Chris is like, it has, like, faded yellow tile. Like, not like that was ever yellow. It's more like it was once white, and now just, like, years of, like, oil splatter or, like, decay has turned them yellow. It's like old paper, you know?
Yeah. Like they would print a wanted sign on there, you know?
Yeah, Old West. It's an Old West tile.
And Alex goes, wow, I love this sunroom. Maybe have a cup of coffee.
Dare to dream. Actually, the sunroom was cute. I liked the sunroom. But then the real problem, the kitchen made no sense. Like, this kitchen was bonkers. It was like a narrow galley kitchen, but then, like, for one half of the galley kitchen, there was, like, a wall right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It was like a tuning fork or something.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. It's like I think it was a home project where they're like, let's open this kitchen. I love open concept. And then they came across the dreaded load-bearing wall.
Yeah, that is a load-bearing wall. And they clearly did not want to invest in a beam, which we all know fixes all load-bearing walls.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, this is a little crazy. And then, of course, Alex is losing his mind because he's like, I don't like the backsplash. And Look at that trim over there. Ugh, trim.
Yeah, he's like, I hate the trim. Oh my God, and this wall in the middle of the room, what would we even do with that? And then they're on either side of it, and they're like, Marco Polo.
Let's like work this into the act.
This wall was built for you guys.
I know. It is actually the perfect one. Do you know how many like times they will have like little jokes or like do like music videos, you know, from the side of that wall?
Yeah.
So they go out to, there's a media room that they like, there's a projector, although there is a drop ceiling that I'm surprised they did not call out. And then they go out and the yard is small. And my favorite was when one of them is like, oh my God, 8 different houses can see directly into our backyard. I'm like, you guys are putting up a circus rig. You guys will be the tallest thing in the neighborhood.
I know. And every house they looked at was surrounded by a lot of houses that could see. And it was cracking me up. I would laugh my ass off if I looked outside and that's what I saw. Just two dudes twirling really fast, staring into each other's eyes, going, hee 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 hee.
Where are we gonna put the ring? I like that also. There's it was still like a sizable backyard, and they're like, where do we put our circus ring?
Oh my God, these guys are actually the cutest. So they go to the basement, and he's like, well, I guess it could be creepier. And Chris is like, could it? Because there's like a shower for if we ever get chemical burns. And sure enough, it's this weird basement with a fixed shower head, but no shower stall or anything.
I feel like it was maybe for animals.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
That's my guess.
And Stephanie's like, it's a good hiding hole for storm season, guys.
For, you know, the real tornadoes that aren't part of, you know, circus hobbies. Like, you know, because we get those up here. It'd be a good hidey hole for that. I like how she said that. Be a good hidey hole for storm season. Like, this is like a... This is like a basement from the Saw franchise, and she's calling it a hidey hole. And she's calling it a hidey hole for like a very scary meteorological event. It's a little hidey hole, you know, just down here.
Oh my God, and look at this. This could be an office. Media room. So then they go to the bath, and the bathroom is so small. And Chris is like, oh my God, and this toilet paper roll is in the shower. Why is it in the shower?
That was the craziest. That was one of the oddest things I've ever seen on this show. A toilet paper roll in the shower.
Do you know what happens to toilet paper when it gets wet? It gets wet. Someone made a decision, a very weird decision.
I know, the longer I watched this episode, the less crazy I thought they were. I was like, these guys, they're just in a very crazy place right now.
Yeah. And he's like, but there is a tub. You wanted a tub. And he's like, well, not this tub. Can you imagine me eating eggs in that thing?
Mm-hmm. And then they go to the master and
burr,
Alex,
it's
the
burr,
dream.
It's burr, burr.
The search is over. There was Berber all the time. Yeah, Berber. But it's not just, but it's also like a disgusting Berber. It's like a weird periwinkle Berber with like diamond patterns.
And lots of stains and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's space laundry for a vanity. And there's laundry in the closet.
There's laundry in the master. That was a little weird. Yeah. I mean, convenient, but weird.
And Chris is like, convenient. You don't have to go to the scary basement to wash my clothes. And he's like, I will not be doing your clothes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now it's time for deliberations. So house number one, they love the look of the home. They like the hardwood floors, the carpet, and the finished basement and the backyard. But the ensuite was awkward and it was at the top of their price range. And the location is a trek.
And the bathtub isn't in the master.
It's not there.
And then number two is $170,000, which is cheaper. It's a great location. The plan was, guess what it was? Open. But what about the rig?
Yeah. The backyard isn't huge, but there still is plenty of room for us to put a circus rig. So that's okay.
But it has the nicest bathtub, but unfortunately not an ensuite. Will it be a deal breaker?
Yeah. And a solarium. Don't forget the solarium with its wood paneling and fan that Alex doesn't like.
Yeah.
So then house number three. What's funny is they put all the houses up and, you know, they always put like the check marks and then the X's. And like house number three, I felt like was all X's. It was like, they go, well, the curb appeal was wonderful. What? I still don't understand the curb appeal of this house.
Yeah, it had a star in there from Texas. That's like the only thing they saw. It's like, woohoo.
Yeah.
The basement was scary, like the carpet. Burr, burr. It's not the modern home of my dreams, but it's the closest we're going to get.
Yeah, I think you can get a little closer than 1951. Like, I think we... even just going three more decades would still be a lot closer. And we're not... That still keeps us, you know, three more decades out from... Or four more decades out from where we are now.
And they agree. It's number two, which we knew was going to win because of the cabinets. And the bathtub.
I thought it was the best of the houses because, well, actually, no, the first house was actually, I thought, had some good potential, but it was very far away. Like, I mean, all joking aside, obviously Wichita has stuff in it, and like to be 15 and 20 minutes away, that's pretty far. I would want
to be close to your burrito, okay?
You got to be close to the burrito.
They're showing them while they're living there, and he's like, well, I am getting used to this. I'm setting up my home office, and they're like, before, and it's an empty room. And then they're like, after, and it's got one futon in it.
Yeah. I was really expecting a lot more from Alex. For how anal he was, I was expecting just like a beautifully set up home and just like mattresses against the wall and shit everywhere. And what was he doing? He was screwing on new vents to cover up the mismatched ones. He's like, and Chris is like, are vents really the priority right now? # mattress against the wall.
You know what? I'm feeling stressed out. I'll be in the tub with some eggs. And then we see him in the tub eating.
And guess what? At the end of the day, Alex got the media room in the basement, which meant that, it must have meant that Alex bought it, right? Because Chris is the one who made the biggest sacrifice here. Okay, so like Chris should have gotten the basement.
Yeah, but he did get a home office still, so it all worked out.
Yeah, he did. He did the thing that everyone else does: is do a guest room / home office, and
then we
and
see
the
their rig that they built, and it's a little terrifying. I mean, it was a scary rig. Okay, there was like an A-frame ladder on top of a scaffold. It's like, could you just have gotten a longer ladder, guys?
You guys do know that there are real tornadoes. You know that's like. Probably the first structure down, right? You know, like, hey, let's put a precarious structure up in Tornado Alley and see what happens.
Yeah, let's just leave poles outside hooked together and wait to see if they impale any children while we're at
it. Yeah, Surely nothing could go wrong here.
So that was it.
That was a fun episode, and I would love to see an update on where that house is. So Chris and Alex, if you're out there, send us a picture. We want to see what it looks like. And thanks everyone for listening. We are so excited to be doing more and more and more of these.
Yes, we will be back. You can catch us on our regular podcast, Watch What Croppens. We'll talk
and
to you next
we'll
time.
And then we'll be back in a week on the next episode of this one.
Yep, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.